If you've read the acclaimed novels The Unbearable Lightness of Being or Death in Venice, and if you read them in English, you may have read a translation by Michael Henry Heim. Heim died late last month of cancer. He was 69 years old. He taught Slavic languages and literature at UCLA for 40 years, and commentator Andrei Kudrescu has this appreciation of Heim as a literary translator.
It is impossible to imagine intelligent American life from the 20th century's end until now without Michael Henry Heim's translations of literature from the Russian, Czech, German, and Hungarian. A voracious polyglot who could have written remarkable original fiction, Heim decided to apply his linguistic brilliance to the writings of Chekhov, Dostoevsky, Kundera, Havel, and those of my favorite novelist, the Czech Bohumil Hrabal. Michael Henry Heim died earlier this month at the age of 69. I only met him once, a few weeks before his premature death. He had just finished translating Adventures in Immediate Unreality, a book by a genius Romanian surrealist, Max Blecher, who died at the tender age of 29. Max Blecher's minutely observed world is lit by an otherworldly beauty, by the knowledge, perhaps, of his impending demise. His translator into English, Michael Henry Heim, who also knew that he wouldn't be around much longer, allowed his expressive best to shine through Blecher's prose. Translation might seem a simple operation to some journeymen of the form, but great translators are rare. Gregory Rabassa, who brought us Gabriel Garcia Marquez, 100 Years of Solitude, Barbara Wright, the translator of Raymond Queneau, Michael Henry Heim, they are a constellation. The renderings of world literature into English are now a permanent feature of our creative, philosophical, and ethical landscape. When I read their books, I forget that they are translations. And that's the way genuine culture travels. Even King James Bible is a translation, after all.
Translator Michael Henry Heim died last month. He was remembered by our commentator Andrei Kudrescu, whose latest book is called Bibliodeath, My Archives with Life in Footnotes.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can connect with NPR and your favorite member station, wherever you are. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy NPR.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR.